In September 2013, I moved into the basement of the Senior Services in Northern Kentucky's building. We moved our bakery into the kitchen, but it's a 5,000 square foot facility, and I didn't need all that room. So partnering with the Senior Services upstairs, we've created the Northern Kentucky Incubator Kitchen, and it's a branded space that other food businesses can kind of come and share the commercial kitchen space.
And this is really a professional kitchen. Can you describe for me what I'm looking at? There's a whole bank of ovens and some other big machines.
We have 8 ovens. We have a 60-quart Hobart. We have these huge 60-gallon steam kettles here. They're operating, but no one's used them yet. We're excited to watch them in action.
How did this idea of an incubator kitchen come about?
I've always shared kitchen space. I think that as small food producers, the last thing you want is a huge overhead. And so by working together with other companies, it saves us all in the end, in the big picture, which is rent, obviously. So these small companies, for example, Piebirds, who rents space here, she doesn't need a full-time kitchen. She actually only needs 3 hours every Friday evening. So instead of her trying to go find her own space, she's able to just rent 3 hours every Friday evening to produce her pies.
Why is it so important to have a test facility like this incubator kitchen?
Well, I think you can kind of get tricky in that with some of the laws. I know in Ohio they have a cottage industry, and so some people can produce stuff at home. In Kentucky, they don't have that. So here, the important thing is that you can come with this idea. I have somebody that's moving in April that makes kombucha. That's his idea, and this facility is going to give him a chance to get his idea off the ground without, again, taking on a huge loan for their own facility and having that huge overhead when it's just a brand new startup company.
The $64,000 question, what is kombucha?
It's a fermented tea drink.
Who's eligible to use this facility?
Anyone's eligible. You know, the one thing that I really talk about, and we actually talked about last night at our kitchen meeting, this isn't just a kitchen. This is a community, and we're in it to build community. We're in it to build the food industry. We're in it to work together.
It sounds like there's a lot of collaboration among your clients.
Absolutely. What better way to grow your business than to work with other people that are doing the same thing? And that really is amazing. For me and my business, we get asked a lot to do donations and to be at an event. And for running this, the incubator kitchen, I can step back and say, you know what, I can't be at that event, but I can present it to the incubator kitchen tenants, and maybe as a group and as a collaborative, we can all be there. And it saves, right, obviously it saves manpower because you're not working the whole event. You just have to cover a portion, and you have to cover a portion of the booth fee.
And you have an open house coming up.
Yeah, we're doing our second open house. We've had 4 new tenants move in since the last one. Our next open house is on the calendar for May 3rd, which is to the Kentucky Derby. So we're having some fun and theming it. We'll have mint juleps and fancy hats. So put on your rose-studded hats and come on down.
You can find out how to get more information about the Northern Kentucky Incubator Kitchen on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Rachel DeRocher, thank you.
Thanks so much.